We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Coming to you live from the studio today is just me and Maxwell here doing the dirty work, and I'm glad you tuned in. I hope you do every Saturday. And short notice virtual tasting. Yes, I'm going to open three wines here in the second half, and I'll fill you with great wisdom and knowledge, and I will taste them and let you know. And I will tell you that if you're just listening and you don't have the wines, you can go to Jacob Liquor Exchange this afternoon, East or West. You can procure these three wines for a great saving. You can buy one if you want, but you could buy all three for $30 plus tax, and you could enjoy them yourself this evening. Starting at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live with Guy Bauer, we'll do a virtual wine tasting together of these three wines. So you can taste them this afternoon if you're a happy day drinker, or you can join me tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll tell you, Kent, sometimes I so enjoy the fact that I'm old and in my mind I have wisdom. Other people think I'm just full of stuff. But I also find that I am somewhat forgetful, and of the three wines that I'm tasting this afternoon and tonight, I left one of them at home. What a buffoon. But I digress. Let's get back talking Cowboy Kent about Faith, Family, and the Feast, a book that we're going to allow you to get a copy here after this segment. Kent, I have a really nice Lodge Dutch oven. I've used it twice, and I probably didn't follow the directions as well as I should. I looked at some of your videos, and you have some of the best tactics and techniques for cast iron cooking, whether it's a cast iron pan or a Dutch oven. Talk a little bit about that type of cooking and why it's important to get the right kind of equipment and a little bit about how to use it.
All right. You know, cast iron has been around forever and ever. It will outlast us all if you take care of it. I had an old man on a ranch tell me back in the 80s, he said, you know, young feller, he said, if there was a nuclear bomb was to drop today, three things would survive, and they all start with C. And I said, what is that, my friend? He said, cast iron, coyotes, and cockroaches. He said, they'd all still be here. But cast iron is something, when you buy it, it is an investment because it will pay you every time you cook out of it. It has health benefits. You're going to absorb some iron from eating out of iron. It also is going to save you money when you cook with it, because once you have a good piece of cast iron warmed or heated on the stove, you can turn that down because it's going to maintain that heat longer than any other cooking surface that you have. And they're easy to take care of as long as the person will always clean it right. And that's never with soap, just hot water. Never scrape metal against metal. Use a wooden spatula or something like that. I wash a lot of mine out with hot water right after I get through cooking them. It'll make the steam clean. And it's so easy to do it that way. And then you just re-season and go back to town. There's so many oils that you can use today. I know my mother for years used bacon grease, mm-hmm, or lard. And we now use a lot of grapeseed oil and a lot of avocado oil.
Huh. I, you know, when I've used a cast iron skillet and I like it, I don't use it as much as I should. I have a big cast iron griddle too that covers two burners on the stove, and I think the important thing, and you just touched on it, is once it's clean, you got to oil it up. And are you a fan of oiling it and then heating it till it smokes?
Yeah, I like to clean mine really well and then put it back on a heat source, whether it be old Bertha or be a burner in the house, till you know that it's hot enough to accept seasoning to where it's going to be good. I don't like to put it in there cold. So when it warms up enough where you can pour the oil and it begins to spread out pretty evenly, you know you're close enough to put it in there. And right before it, or right about the time you see it begin to smoke, just wipe it out good with a lint-free rag, never a paper towel. They'll transfer a lot of lint to cast iron. Some of them will. We like to use a bandana that's been washed once or twice. But just make sure you wipe out the excess oil. It never does take as much as people think. Just make sure you put it in there, wipe it out really well. It'll be ready to go for you the next time.
All right. How about let's touch on Dutch ovens? I know this is a topic that could take up the whole hour, but just I guarantee you there's a lot of my listeners don't even own one, and if they did, they wouldn't know how to use it. Can you give us a thumbnail?
Yeah, I mean, the Dutch ovens are like, you know, just the cast iron skillets. You're going to care for them in the same way, but they're made for baking something. You know, when you can use them outside the way we do for the last 35, 40 years, and you put coals underneath one and coals on top of one, you can bake anything in one of them. You can bake in the house in a conventional oven. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to take as long outside as it does inside. You just got to learn how to regulate heat a little more. And we've got a lot of YouTube videos on cast iron, how to take care of it, how to clean it, how to cook with it, just on our cast iron playlist. But I just always tell people, start with less coals than you think. You know, we put coals around the outside edge of an oven most of the time. We've got them sitting on a 3-inch trivet, which raises them off the ground. You can always add coals or heat to something to finish it cooking. But when you have too many and it's burnt, it's hard to take them away.
Yeah, and there was my problem. I thought putting, you know, 6 briquettes on top and, you know, 10 down below can't be enough. And it was, I put more and it was too much. It burnt.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
And it happens pretty quick in our part of the world because when you get the wind blowing about 45,
there you go.
You got a forge going.
It's like a blowtorch.
Yes, it is.
When I look at the pictures, as I said, Shannon is a professional photographer, even if she doesn't carry that moniker. There's some great stuff, and you touched on it. It's not just pictures of food, although there's plenty of those. It's pictures of kind of the lifestyle, and I just love that. Your French onion soup recipe caught me. That was the first one that I stopped and spent some time looking because I have a recipe that is almost identical. Except I use a lot more white wine than you do, and then less beef broth. But boy, yours sure looks pretty, and it's just. And then the next page has that the cast iron corral, maintaining, and that picture of two cast irons, the one that's up on top of the trivet, and then with a smaller one on top of that, give you an idea how that works. That's just a great thing.
You know, you can stack Dutch ovens like that to conserve your amount of coals that you've got. And we do that a lot. And that's Shan's recipe for French onion soup. I never had that stuff growing up. Now, I'd seen it in menu, and I thought, well, I don't know what that stuff is. Because she has a lot of recipes in here, too. But when she made that one, I told her, I said, how come we ain't never had that before? And she said, you told me you didn't like it. I said, I've never had it. But now we'll have it maybe twice a month.
Oh, yeah. And especially if it's a little cool outside. Anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I like it anytime. But
Let's
talk about meats, protein. And, you know, I imagine if you ask somebody, what do you suppose a cowboy and a Bertha and being out in the range are going to fix cowboys that have been working all day and are hungry? And I think they'd probably gravitate towards meat.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about, boy, when I look back here at the caveman steak, probably a technique not many people would use, but talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's something I did on a ranch a long time ago because we had a lot of wet weather. Wood was wet everywhere. It'd taken Bertha a while to dry it out. So I would dig coals out of old Bertha, dig me a hole in the ground that was wide enough to put 12 stakes on and deep enough to hold about 6 inches deep of coals. And when them coals was good and white hot, just take your hat and fan them ashes off and set your seasoned meat right down on the coals itself. And people think, well, number one, you're going to burn it. Well, there's no oxygen really getting to it because you've shut off the oxygen source when you lay the meat on the fire. And people say, well, there's ash on it. Well, there's not, because it'll caramelize pretty quick on that and seal it. And if there was anything left on there, it'll brush right off. And I've never had anyone complain about that, especially when we can top it off with a little cream, green chili wine and some horseradish in that sauce and pour back over that steak.
Oh,
it is mighty fine dining.
Yeah, I like the idea. I've done it once or twice, but cooking anything on open fire, even if you're using a grill, whether you got a Weber or a Kamado style grill, it's always fun. You've got a lot of great recipes in here for beef and pork and some seafood, and I think the best part is going to the YouTube videos and finding your page. And looking at the playlist and its categories of different styles of and different types of food. And I think one of the best ones is the easy meal, simple ingredients, 30 recipes that no matter what kind of cooking facility you're exposed to, you can find something really cool to make. I just made ribs and I wish I would have opened the book and found the fall apart ribs. It's again similar. I love to find stuff that it backs me up. Yeah, you're doing all right for an old guy, just a really great photographer. You got to make sure you tell Shannon that.
Oh, I will, my friend.
She's done such a great job.
She is a blessing every day. She's she was the first woman to ever cook off the back of a wagon on the Bale Ranch. Many years ago, women weren't allowed in cow camps when they was out there working. And when we did the Bale, they called me. It's 292,000 acres, and they wanted to know if I could cook. And they give me the days, and I said, only if my wife is welcome. And they said, be more than welcome.
Wow.
And we were there 5.5 weeks, put 141 miles on a wagon with a team.
I'm looking at the pictures of the dog. Oh,
the big is a good. He is. He's got more fans on YouTube than I got, guys.
Well, I know how that is. I got a border collie at home, and he's just the piece of work. Look at that foolproof prime rib. Now, didn't even see that. And look at the crust on that. Can't. My goodness. Again, another candidate for scratch and sniff.
Oh, it is good eating, too. And the simple recipes you were referring to, we've always had some, but we put this playlist together just recently to where people could find it a little more readily available because people being quarantined and supposed to stay at home, and be safe. And these are recipes that are simple, but they're so good. And I never try to cook with something that I don't think people can find. I used to tell folks, I can cook anything in the world, but I won't cook it if I can't spell it.
Oh, gosh. Look, crispy cornmeal crusted catfish, one of my favorite things in all of the seafood world or the lake food world. The book is so cool. I think you got an award winner once again, a great addition to your first book, and I can't wait to see if you come up with a third one, if you can find the time to put it together.
Oh, well, dear, my friend, we're always cooking and working on something new. And I want to thank you so much for having us on. And there was a YouTube video went out this morning. Talks about courage and faith and dust bowl determination. We just did some stories that my dad had told me because the folks listening and all around the world, they need a little something that brings hope and brings faith. And we hope that they can find a little time just to sit down in front of the TV or computer and watch these things and maybe get a little inspiration and a little comfort from it.
Well, it's a good thing, and boy, we need it today. Someday, Cowboy Kent, I hope to get down to Oklahoma since I'm just north of here in the flatlands of Kansas, and come to Hollis and look you up and take you out to dinner, you and Miss Shannon.
It'd be our honor, my friend. It would, for a fact.
Well, you take a great great afternoon off. Enjoy the weekend, what's left of it, and I look forward to having you on the program again in the future.
All right. Well, you just holler, my friend, and thank you again, and God bless you.
All right. You too. See you. Kent Rollins, again, kentrollins.com, R-O-L-L-I-N-S. Cowboy Kent, if you do a Google search, you'll find a wealth of information. And, of course, I got links at goodlifeguy.com. Coming up, a virtual wine tasting with yours truly. Three great value everyday school night wine. You can't say school night anymore. Never mind. Everyday wines from Mendocino County. I'm going to run out and hope Miss Beth is out front with the red wine that I left at home. But you stay here. There's some news coming up, and we'll be back, and we'll taste some wine together. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.